Good morning. Today is March 2, 2026, and this is your Monex USA Daily Market Update. The U.S. dollar is starting the week on strong footing, climbing over the weekend to its highest overall level since January 23. The move comes as geopolitical tensions escalated significantly, with the United States and Israel engaging in direct armed conflict with Iran. Strikes on Tehran and other parts of the country reportedly resulted in the killing of longtime leader Ayatollah Khomeini. While the Islamic government remains intact, the event has rattled Iran's traditional power structure and injected a new layer of uncertainty into an already fragile region. As is typical during periods of geopolitical stress, investors have shifted decisively towards safety. That has meant strong demand for the U.S. dollar, while risk-sensitive assets have come under pressure. At the same time, oil prices are surging after shipping traffic through the Strait of Hormuz was disrupted, raising concerns about global supply chains and energy security. Intelligence analysts are warning that this conflict may last longer than initially anticipated. Iran maintains a substantial drone arsenal and retains the capacity to strike Israeli territory, suggesting the potential for prolonged and asymmetric engagement. Military bases across the region are on high alert, and infrastructure damage has already been reported in areas that are usually insulated from direct conflict, including Dubai and Bahrain. The situation remains fluid. While some outlets report that all parties may eventually return to negotiations, the immediate tone is one of escalation. For markets, this means uncertainty will likely overshadow a heavy week of economic data. Turning to what to watch this week. In the Eurozone, the final reading of fourth-quarter gross domestic product will be released on Friday. In the United States, the key event will be non-farm payrolls, also on Friday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Between now and then, investors will be digesting data on supplier prices, retail sales, and other forward-looking indicators. In currency markets, the euro has weakened alongside its group of 10 peers against the U.S. dollar as the global outlook becomes increasingly complex. The use of military force by the United States has introduced broader concerns about long-term economic stability. If the conflict extends, there are fears it could dampen growth and, over time, even contribute to migration pressures into Europe. Despite the geopolitical cloud, Europe will still release meaningful data this week. Tomorrow's Consumer Price Index will offer an updated look at inflation. That will be followed by Purchasing Managers' Indices on Wednesday, Retail Sales on Thursday, and the final fourth-quarter Gross Domestic Product reading on Friday. Under normal circumstances, these figures would be primary drivers of euro movement. For now, however, geopolitics may remain in the driver's seat. The Mexican peso is also under pressure, falling to its weakest level since early February. Most major currency pairs are down more than 1.0% against the U.S. dollar, reflecting the broad-based strength of the greenback. That said, there is notable resilience within emerging markets. The MSCI Emerging Market Currency Index remains relatively close to its all-time record high, suggesting that while volatility has increased, there has not yet been a wholesale retreat from higher-yielding assets. As this conflict develops, we expect elevated volatility across asset classes. Markets are recalibrating risk in real time, and the possibility of unexpected headlines remains high. There is a growing sentiment across global markets that the current environment echoes the early 2000s, a period defined by geopolitical shocks, heightened security concerns, and persistent uncertainty. For businesses and investors alike, disciplined risk management and close attention to both geopolitical developments and economic data will be critical in the days ahead. That's it for today's market update. Be sure to tune back in next time to stay up to date with the market moves that impact your business bottom line. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.